I write a lot of poems with seasonal imagery, and I picked these four, kind of one for each season. First one's called Three Spring Songs. Number one, mid-March, the Carolina wren sets up in his old spot on the basketball backboard and warbles. The notes that float from his throat are so pure, I am sure they will endure whatever the day's weather. Just a month ago, I wondered if anything at all would survive winter. That long gray ship gripping row after row of gaping mouths, not allowed to make even the slightest sound. Today, the sky is a bright, brittle blue. It arches over the newly green treetops like the shell of an egg, a sign that soon it will be my time to sing. Number two. A tiny iris spikes through last night's snow. I have waited all winter by the window for this moment. The blossom opens. Each petal, a dark velvet pool, perfectly still, over which a man rows a boat slowly on his way back home. I am suddenly beside myself, staring at that strange, pale, gray-haired fellow standing by the window, waiting for something. Before the morning is out, there will be only one of us here, rowing slowly on his way back home. Number three. Like fireworks freeze framed in free fall, three switches of forsythia sweep in elegant arcs over the lip of the hill all the way down to the street. Yesterday, they were just a few thin sticks whipping wildly in the wind. Today, they trace an array of paths between this dreary universe and the one we want to get to. Look, in just the last few hours, they have left thousands of yellow prints for us to follow. This is my summer poem. It's called Missing Americans. All of the references in here are to things that happen to be in the news. The week I wrote this. Bearded, sweaty, he crouches in the shade, leafing through the August penthouse. I buy a dozen daisies from him, pretending the day is lovely. There is romance where I'm going, a woman in the flesh. As I turn the corner, a wall of heat heaves up from the street. I stroll slowly through it, pretending I am Norman Vincent Peale afloat on an iceberg. It doesn't work. I am too hot to think straight. Might as well be Buffalo Bob layered in braided suede or Howdy Doody wooden-headed and sweatless. They say the weather is going crazy. El Nino swirls slowly off the coast of Peru. Molten lava oozes down a swollen Hawaiian hillside. A year's worth of rain falls in a weekend on Galveston. The Sudan turns Sahara. And I am only halfway home. Norman Vincent Peale is lost at sea. His ice cube clinks inside a glass. Clarabelle steals a jeep in El Salvador. Four nuns fall to their knees, pleading, El Nino, El Nino. Just a kid shoots them to keep cool. I stroll slowly home alone, a dozen daisies wilting in my fist. This is my fall poem. It's called Indian Summer. A sassafras I sit under is a tangle of mango-colored hands. With each easy breeze, they wave bravely, cavalierly even, as if there were no such thing as November. Lots of other leaves flutter down around me. Beech, maple, oak, one, couple, a dozen at a time. They are crisp and flat and make a pleasant clatter. But the sassafras leaves stay where they are. Their August sundown oranges growing more and more gorgeous in the warm late morning light. I try to figure out what they are here to teach me. I already know every shade of sundown they can think of. I know the secret of holding on when others won't. And I know all about November. Still, I cannot turn away. I decide to sit a little longer than I'd planned. Enjoy while I can. This heat, the breeze, these mango-colored hands. This is my winter poem. It's called Winter Solstice, with some fragments from Empedocles in the second stanza. After every time I say, he says to me, there's a little quote, it comes from Empedocles. A roomful of pure moonlight oozes over every pore of my body, bathes me as if I were a child. Peals of his laughter leak like helium. I hear a little boy voice squeak, parts of his heart healing. He says to me, shelter a silent heart. He says to me, love, tenacious love. He says to me, there, it is fixed forever. Night after night, I sit here silent in the dark, thinking I am closer than ever now to the last great nothing. These dreams keep leaving. My children build heavens. I try. Tonight, I will hold myself in my own warm arms, then let them come apart. Riffle through pages scattered around me on the floor. Lift them up in big bunches. How slowly they float back down, shining with borrowed light. Tonight, I will write myself a love poem. It will begin with the line, a room full of pure moonlight. But it is not this poem. This poem is only to help me forget what you thought I was trying to say.